Can everybody share number 1491? We're learning today. Lilinishmas Moshe Dayif by Rav Aaron Zitzel. Lilinishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe Lufush Lemi Hudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we started talking about last year in reference to, we've been going through all these surim. We said you need two things. We said, number one, you need minkar, nikar, it has to be recognizable, the action the person's doing, and also they need kavona. So now we're going through some examples. We spoke about from the Mishmirah where something which doesn't apply too much today, but that is the person goes near the field and their field to check it out, see how it's going, but they don't go too near the field. Okay, so in general, most of us are not farmers, but be it as it may, but these examples apply on a weekly basis in various different other things. I just want to go through some of them brought down in the Sefer Lamedes Melachos, the way he brings it down on page 100. We started talking about it last year. So he says, number one, one may walk on Shabbos towards the bus stop to catch a bus immediately after Shabbos. We spoke about this last year also, provided the arrangements have been made for the payment before Shabbos, and they could wait in the general vicinity, as long as they don't give off the appearance as a patron waiting for the bus. In other words, it's not recognizable. They're whatever. They're going for a leisurely walk. It's not a regular person looking at them. It doesn't look like they're waiting for the bus. You know, like I'm sitting by the bus stop or whatever the case might be, or even like right near on the block, whatever the case is. I'm walking maybe a block away, or whatever the case is. But the fact that they're walking to get the bus with the intention, but right, they're walking whatever around the block here and there, so that would be fine in general. Okay, we're not getting into the details exactly how it's done, how to do it right after Shabbos, whatever the case is. But such a case would be done because it would be okay because of the fact that there's no, it's not recognizable, it's not nicker. Now, he brings an interesting example. One may also stand under a bus shelter, right? Let's say this happens all the time. A person's walking, and all of a sudden there's a downpour. It starts pouring rain, right? A person's going to shul, it's pouring rain. Oh, and right there there's a bus stop, right? So, but in the bus stop, a lot of times you have a cover. You have a bus shelter, whatever you want to call it. So the person wants to sit down or go under the bus cover over there so he doesn't get wet, right? So, but one second, how could you do that? Because people say, what do you mean? You're waiting for the bus. He's not waiting for the bus. What does he have to do with the bus? He has just want to protect himself from rain, from the rain that's started pouring. So that's what he says. Again, this is all, he brings this down in conjunction with the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Gehilchas that we spoke about in Perek Chav Tes. He says, one may also stand under a bus shelter in a downpour, even if waiting for a bus is also their private intention. So that's even further of a interesting case that, I have a mind to wait for the bus. But I'm not, like we said before, I'm going to be walking around the block, a leisurely walk. I'm not really, it doesn't look like I'm waiting for the bus. But all of a sudden it starts pouring rain. What do I do now? So he says that would also be fine because of the fact in this case his motives are not publicly evident since it merely appears like anyone sheltering himself from the rain. Again, it's not nicker. The point is over here, these cases are not recognizable. So again, you need the kavana and you need, it should be nicker. Minker milsa, so you need it should be recognizable. It's not recognizable, it's pouring rain. There could be 20 people waiting by the bus and they don't need the bus. They just, it started pouring rain, they go under the shelter. People do this all the time. So the fact that he had a mind, the bus, right after Shabbos and punked up to be that time, so in that situation it would be fine. Because again, he'll be walking around the block or doing it in a way whereby he's not going near the bus stop. So that's an interesting case, even that far. Okay, the next case he brings down, an interesting case, that is in reference to window shopping, right? The person goes window, yeah, I have such a thing called window shopping, right? People do it during the week. So what about window shopping on Shabbos? What is window shopping? They're not buying. They're just looking, yeah, oh, interesting. They're selling this sale, that sale, whatever the case is. Of course, you're not buying. So he says window shopping, which is, and it explains, looking at displays of goods in stores' windows without entering the store to buy anything, he says, would taka be allowed? Even if one's intention is to buy the item after Shabbos, right? This is permitted. So one second. So you're doing window shopping, you're looking in the store. Number one, it's recognizable, really. And your intention, your kavanah is to buy. So why is that okay? This is permitted, he says, because window shopping is a common pastime of persons who simply enjoy looking at the items without intending to buy it. It's a very interesting thing. We're going to see this actually comes into play a little bit. We're going to talk about if one is allowed to look at advertisements on Shabbos. And I'm not reading whatever paper, it's a Jewish paper, let's say. Obviously, right on Shabbos, I'm reading a Jewish paper, fine. But 1 second, there's advertisements there, so maybe you have to like just keep on skipping over those pages. But I don't know. But whatever, my intention is not. I just have pleasure from looking. Oh, this is on sale. That's on sale. I have no intention really of buying anything. I enjoy looking at advertisements. It's such a concept, you know. So such a thing would be okay. Such a thing would be okay. We'll see how that works with advertisements when we talk about the items one is allowed to look at and read. Like we've been mentioning this subject called Shtari Hedyotis, right? Statements, bank statements, these type of things. Where do we put advertisements in a paper or a magazine? How does that come into play? So we'll see. But there is such a concept that a person, I enjoy looking at advertisements. That's my pleasure. That's sort of like my unique Shabbos. So over here, the same thing. We're going to say he brings down over here also the Sefer Lamtes Menachos on page 100. This is permitted because window shopping is a common pastime of persons who simply enjoy looking at the items without intending to buy. I'm not interested in buying. I'm just, whatever, this is what I enjoy. I go for a leisurely walk. I look in this store, that store, you know. You ever see, you know, these people, they walk their hands behind the back, they're strolling here, strolling there, look here, look there. So that's the thing. So it's not, again, we're back to the same thing, that it's not recognizable. Thus one's intention to buy, one second, I have a mind to buy, but thus one's intentions to buy while merely looking at the displays is an example of unrevealed intent. So again, it's not really recognizable, and that again would knock off the Isser in that situation. Interesting case. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha merachah, kol tov.